Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app.
Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, it's funny, we saw our friend John in Holdridge. He has been gone for like 2 months. I haven't seen him because, you know what's great in Holdridge is score one smoking.
Where's John?
He scored one.
He's probably been eating food at score one smoking because why wouldn't you? Barbecue sauces, rubs everything from Chris and the team. Maybe he's been out there the whole time talking with Chris.
He's here today, though.
John is here.
Yes.
Everything's right in the world with John in the building.
Yes. In on his lapel.
It's got the,
not a lapel. It's chest.
It's his chest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
He's not wearing a suit over there.
No, but he's got a bright red in.
Yes.
What's the deal?
Score one smoking.
Score one. I tell you one thing. The stuff that Chris does is so remarkable that the chance that he helps out the way he does, he helps the world. He helps him smoke meats. That's what he does. And grills. And he also, guess what? He dabbles
what?
In chicken.
He does? You've never mentioned that.
Dabbles in chicken. Well, I have. I said he finished like first overall in the chicken category in one of his smoking events.
That got by me.
That can get you. It can slip past you really easy.
He dabbles in chicken.
Dabbles in chicken also, which is also seasoned.
Is it?
That. Yeah, he seasons it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Can you season meats?
No.
Neither can I.
Are you out of your mind?
I know what I'm doing. It's random stuff. Right. I throw stuff around and act like I know what
you
I'm
try,
doing.
You try, though.
I try, but I don't know what I'm doing. No. Thank you for Chris out there. And also, and at the same Chris. Time when he's doing this, because we've had the meal. Me and Jake have had a New York strip at noon on a Tuesday.
I think about it often.
Noon on a Tuesday.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. And we also had
I think about it often. It was early January.
Sherry was awesome. She had a salad bar there for us.
Steak and salad.
Steak and salad.
At noon. On a Tuesday.
When's the last time you had a steak at noon?
Never.
I don't think that was one of my first.
That was number one for me.
First ever.
Out back in about 1987 when it first came here, I did go for a noon steak.
I love the porterhouse.
When it first opened.
First opened.
I was
1987.
Yeah, it was 88 or 87.
It's been a while.
God, that had to be an incredible meal.
Penis on the floor. Yeah, it was amazing. I don't know what I was doing there, but I was there. Anyway, score one smoke.
Yes, if you want to buy
score two?
No. Well, it's not three. It's score one. If you want to buy some rubs and sauces, they will send it to you anywhere in the country. ScoreOneSmoking.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram at ScoreOneSmoking. Before we get to Bill's Thrills, we got some people texting in. There's some big days today for people. Big B, it's my birthday, age 56. Today.
Oh, I bet he did speed reading.
You guys are awesome. Thank you, Big B. And happy
You're
birthday.
Awesome,
You're
Big
awesome.
B. Hey, wait a second. I hope he has a good birthday. Yes. 56.
And Ryan in Delaware, who missed the roll call, of course.
The time we had 49 states and the one guy that texted in every time didn't make it.
Stop it.
He says, it's my son Titus's 10th birthday today. Can we get a shout out from his favorite radio show? Yes, Titus. Happy birthday.
Titus.
Age 10.
It's a great name.
I bet he's got a big day planned.
Yeah, and Titus
in Delaware.
Titus is a great name.
Yes. Powerful name.
Titus. Yeah, it is.
It's a power name. When you walk in with that name, yeah, you come in big eyes and big chest.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
My name's Titus.
Yeah, yep. I'm Titus.
Happy birthday to Titus and Big B. It's time for Bill's Thrills on a Thursday. Here we go. I didn't know we were doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Thursdays, Zip, usually are cool parenting tips
okay.
for Bill.
So just some cool parenting tips. It'll be interesting to see where Steve goes with this. See if he had that. And I think that this is Jake Sorensen, I believe. Ooh,
there's the flip.
On this. Flip is in cool parenting tips. Promote the fantasy of fandom.
Oh, God.
Promote
yeah.
the fantasy of fandom. Embrace alternative venues. Embrace alternative venues. Taking your kids out or taking to a venue of alternative. Not just going to a Nebraska game. Oh, there's so many things to see. So I'm giving an example.
Yeah, please give
Friday
us.
Night. And this isn't like fandom from being there. It was Friday night. We're at our cabin. We're at good friends of our house right there, Kelly Pollock's cabin. And we're there. And his son, who's, I believe, 8 at the time, Monroe, comes out. And he's like, Bill, do you want to watch the final? You want to watch the soccer? And I'm like, Dad, he's like, yeah, Argentina's going against Ecuador. And I'm like, Ecuador, that's my team. Let's do it. And so we all race in.
You just strike me as an Ecuador
fan. And we're watching the end of the game. It's like, and all of a sudden it goes to penalty kicks. And it was like we were going crazy. And they would show the fans, and the fandom was just completely insane. There's nothing like soccer fandom.
Oh God!
And if you were in so what this is no phone time. And there's no phones coming up during this time. You're watching what's going on, and we're watching it. Messi doinks one off the
Messi playing for
Argentina. He doinks one, so I'm pumped for my Ecuador team. And then their goalie makes two incredible saves.
Ecuador's goalie.
Argentina's goalie makes two incredible saves. So they win in the shootout, but it was nuts. And so that was Copa America, which Jake said people went into the stands. Teams went into the
Uruguay,
stands yesterday.
It got crazy in Charlotte.
Got crazy.
What happened?
I don't know what caused the problem, but Uruguay players went into the stands yesterday.
But
it was insane in Charlotte.
But pick college venues. I had a lot of friends pick Death Valley, LSU. And so they'd come down, and I'd get them on the sidelines for warm-ups, and their eyes were like, oh, my. Go to Clemson. Watch him touch the rock on the way down the
So your friends would come down and watch?
They come down
to Death Valley.
To Death Valley, and they were just blown away. But pick other – pick his place.
100.
Pick a place and take your kid. Okay, Nebraska's playing at Indiana. Let's go someplace and watch a game.
Jake does that.
Let's go watch a game and just see how nuts it is and pick games. Give an example. You want to pick a game right now to go to? Go to Penn State at West Virginia this year. You want to see nuts?
You'll be freaked
out.
You
want to see absolutely nuts in Morgantown? You want to see things that you go,
you want to see intensity?
Intensity? Go to that and just see what the pregame's like. Just walking around that morning what it's like. When you go out and just walk around.
You're tempted, aren't you?
And take in a city. Take in, like you said, Oregon, Ohio State, which is nuts. But the West Virginia Penn State would be my game of the year to be
That's
at.
That's an interesting one. I totally get it.
Because they're so close to each other.
Right.
And there's so much disrespect for West Virginia. And West Virginia's not back. Can you imagine what their workouts have been like this summer? Penn State's coming here. You want to go?
Oh, it's hot.
You know what they're thinking?
See, this
Let's dance. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that discussion. I love these discussions when you get into that because we always do that. I always do where the college football is raging out of control, NIL, blah, blah, blah. But still, that
fandom.
Game, you ain't going to be thinking about NIL when West Virginia and Penn State are playing.
When they show up and you pick a game, you'll be surprised because sometimes you're going like, hey, this is really cool. Nebraska plays here. This is cool. They go here. That's pretty cool. Find some other venues. Find other places to go see. And you'll be like going, this is incredible. I had no idea this was like this to go see this. Pick a game and take your kids.
It's a good
pick
idea.
Pick a game. Take your kids and just say we're doing this week and talk about remembering things.
Oh, you will.
You'd imagine that. Oh, we went to the Penn State West Virginia when I was 10. You remember it? Not really. We had a hot dog. Went home.
Of course you remember.
No, you remember everything about it. You'll remember everything about it.
I mean, even as a Nebraska fan, going to other places other than your conference games is fun. I mean,
yes.
Fresno State was there. Like I always think about Fresno State, where the Fresno State situated in the hills, where you saw people picking strawberries in the distance.
It's right there.
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
And I went to
the valley.
That Mexican car show, which is incredible.
You walk down into it. I mean, there's so many things about different, and you can pick out different games. Or you just go, you want to go to a game this year is cool? Go to Utah BYU.
Yeah, take it to another level and go to a non-Nebraska game.
Yes, non-Nebraska game and go see what that's like. When really all you're doing then, you're taking in both sides.
Yeah, no dog in the fight. You're just no dog enjoy. In the fight.
So you're just taking in both sides. You're
fascinating idea. Colorado State would be good.
Incredible.
Yeah, it'd be intense.
Go to Fort Collins. Yeah. Check it out. See what it's like.
Yeah, go to Fort Collins. Don't go to Boulder. You've been to Boulder.
Go to Fort Collins and see what that's... That crowd will be insane. They have a new stadium.
Yep.
It will be mayhem.
I wish I could do that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'd have to get fired.
Yeah, Sean, it's on the table.
I dream of getting fired. But anyway, yeah, that's a great one. That's a great one.
You think the
it's
text
so
line?
Fun. Yeah, see, yeah. Does anybody else have any good ideas?
Yeah, Tommy says he took a trip to Minnesota a couple years ago and really enjoyed Nebraska on the road to Minnesota. Nebraska did not win that game, but he had a good time.
Got that. Pick other, I'm just saying, try this one out. Pick something besides Nebraska.
Right. That's
try
right. I totally agree.
Just pick something out because you're not all worked up. When the game over, you're still happy.
I'm thinking, like, what games would I want to see? I'm thinking about it right now.
2015, I went down to Oklahoma State.
Right. That'd be cool.
Stillwater. That'd be a great one.
No
that'd
dog
cool.
in the fight. It was awesome.
That'd be
it was
cool.
incredible.
That would be an incredible game to go see.
Bedlam.
I like
it
that.
It was sweet.
I
you
like
can go
that
through
idea.
The games, and if somebody has an idea, like, hey, give us some ideas. We'll put some things out on Twitter.
Yeah,
here's some games that's not
very not hard, Nebraska,
not
Oregon.
Hard to get to, not type of thing. Can you imagine being at Texas A&M this year? I can't even imagine it. They haven't played for what 10 years? I mean, 10 years, one of the biggest rivalries ever, and that's going to go down.
I mean, simple ones like if you're just thinking close by and you just want to drive. You can always do like the Kansas State or the Missouri Kansas State. Those would be
Iowa
fun.
Go see the
Seahawks. I would think about that if I was just a dude without a job on Saturdays.
Yes.
I'm going to go watch Iowa State.
Someone says cool. LSU Florida in Death Valley, all time favorite game.
Yes.
Is there more? Bill, help us with this. This is good college football talk. There's more than one Death Valley, right?
There's two. Well, right now, all I know is two. Is them and Clemson?
Okay,
they're the two.
I get confused. Yeah. But would you claim LSU? Loaded question.
I mean, claim that one.
Yeah, as Death Valley.
It's a 90% vote, and everybody says, "What's the one place you'd go to a game?" It's Death Valley. It's LSU on a Saturday night.
Would people say LSU?
LSU Saturday night. That's the, it's the setting is it's.
I've never seen it. I'd like to see that.
That'd be one to go see. It'd be one.
Yeah, I'd like
to place to go see.
Before we get to the game show. You mentioned you dream of getting fired someday. Someone says, "Can you remind people where you work at again, Sip?"
I work at Husker Online on the On3 Network.
Nailed it.
We're going to Indy.
I got this text. I got this text from Parker. All it says is, "I've been at."
I love that every time.
Today's the conference call with Parker, right?
Yes,
conference call today.
What time is that?
What's that? 11:44.
I know not to call.
Yeah, 11. Don't call during that window. Okay. Don't call during that window.
That'd be really annoying.
I'll send you right to voicemail.
Yeah. No, just type in conference call.
Conference call.
That's all I gotta do.
God, that'd be amazing.
Sip texts me back. I never do this ever. If I call Sipley and doesn't answer, I'll get a text while I'm calling. Hey, in a meeting. Hey, right. Said. And I'm like, I've never once
can't
done
talk.
That.
I do that.
He hits me back right away. Yeah. I go, that's so kind. You're a friend.
Just let you know. There.
There it is. Good God. Let's
that is,
dance.
That is Bill's real sponsor.
I'm never going to forget. Let's dance.
Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. After a rough loss on Tuesday, you rebounded with the win yesterday. So you're 2-1. Yeah, well, was it? You know, ended an 8-game win streak.
2-1.
2-1 in the week. Today,
lock in,
is a throwback Thursday. We're going back to 10 years ago, the first year of the college football playoff, the 2014 college football season. 10 years ago.
Where were you?
I was working, so I should have some knowledge.
Where were you?
Bill was at Wisconsin in 2014.
Were you at Wisconsin?
That's the first year of the. Yes.
That was when Nebraska, you know, had this Melvin Gordon.
When Melvin Gordon went off?
He's still running.
And Bo told me it's no big deal. No, that's a big deal. He went for
406 yards in 3 quarters.
Whoops.
In 3 quarters.
Think you know 2014 college football trivia. Call us up 464-5685. Shut up. Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Sip trying to get to 3-1 on the week. Trying to make another winning week. You are 22 games above 500?
21.
Okay, yeah, 21. That was 81. Yeah, 21 games above 500. Feeling good? 2014 college football trivia. We have Jesse on the line. Jesse, how do you feel about 2014 college football today?
I don't know. Maybe okay.
Okay. All right. Not the most confident I've ever heard there, but yeah.
Jesse's girl, Rick Springfield. Great song.
All right. Bill is a lifeline for Sip. Really? One question as always. Jesse, first question goes to you. Ohio State went through 3 quarterbacks on their way to the national title in the 2014 season. What quarterback started for them and won the national championship game?
Got it. I know this one.
Oh.
I know this one, Jesse.
Layup.
Yeah, it's not a layup for me.
Uh-oh.
I usually block out Ohio State because I'm from Indiana. So
from Indiana.
You have 5 seconds here, Jesse. 5. 4.
Do you know Sonny?
I have no idea.
3, 2, 1. I'll give you the horns here.
All right.
I remember this distinctly. I remember, in fact, I better just say it. I could cause myself some embarrassment. Cardale Jones.
Brilliant.
Because I remember an ES. I was that. Oh, you're going to kill me for this. But I was driving through McDonald's, and I was listening to the ESPN radio that morning, and they announced that another quarterback was starting. It was
by JT Barrett?
Yeah, I think it was Barrett. The one of the analysts, the former Georgia linebacker with the black hair, Jake, come on.
David Pollack.
Got it. Jake kills it on that stuff. Pollack went on air,
okay,
like breaking news, and said Barrett starting.
And so, he was wrong.
He was wrong. I was amazed that night when Cardale trotted out there. I'm like, ooh, the guy got it wrong. But yeah, that's why.
1-0 lead for Sip. Bills in play. First question for you. What Oregon quarterback won the Heisman Trophy in 2014?
It's pretty easy, right?
Hold on.
Mariota.
I think I would have got it, but maybe not.
I want to get involved. I wanted to play.
Good job.
He just jumped. At least he got it right.
Mariota. Yeah. Mark,
how about that? Look at Ben.
Does Frosty Lake claim to some of that Mariota hardware?
I probably would.
I think you probably would.
Yeah.
Back to you, Jesse, to stay alive. Your last question down 2-0. What two schools joined the Big Ten for their first year in the conference in 2014? Need them both.
Well, obviously, Rutgers and
need two. Rutgers and who?
I know.
Jake's being kind of poking the bear a little bit.
5 seconds here, Jesse. You got one.
Maryland.
There you go. There you go. Rutgers and Maryland is correct.
We had that, obviously.
All right. Good job, Jess.
Sip, back to you. Bill, can I help you for the win? 2-1 lead. Ohio State beat Alabama to advance to the title. What team did Oregon beat to make the title game in 2014?
Florida State.
Brilliant!
And it was a rout, 59-20, that score. 59-20, Oregon rolled Jameis Winston in Florida State.
Jimbo.
Jesse, we'll get you back on the coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Jesse's girl.
Tiebreaker. Tiebreaker, Bill. You can get this on the dot, I think, Bill, potentially. Louisville's safety, Gerard Holloman, tied the NCAA record for most interceptions in a season with how many in 2014? Sip, you're going over.
It's got to be that. It's got to be. I'm going to go a little over.
14 picks in 2014 tied Washington's Al Worley from 1968.
That is both incredible.
14 picks in a season.
Yeah. How do you do that?
That's incredible.
How do you get 14? How do you get 14?
14 picks in a year. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I mean, most teams don't get that, right? A lot of teams don't get 14.
It's fair.
Yeah.
14 by one player.
Right, by one player.
Amazing season. Yeah. So, well done. 3-1 week. You clinched a winning week for you guys, and 2 straight wins after the loss.
3-1. God, that feels good.
Let's dance. Feel good. Let's dance. A spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app.
Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.